Soothing music. The song is entitled Song of Happy Shoes. Of course, before that. And far away.
Every night I spend with you. How could I bargain with them?
Hear it, say.
It gets so long, let us stand back. Hard times are hard.
What do you mean?
I repeat.
When was the first time you tried one of Nellie's little sweet midget tickles?
Who cares? You want my phone number, don't you?
But nobody...
Like a little bongo this time of night, I always say... Tommy James and the Shondells, back from 1969 and into your ears. You don't mind? It's 10:52 now. I know you like this. Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Look over yonder.
69. Now is the time to call. Natalie Cole.
Don't forget to use it. Use it to tell your favorite Christian radio ministry that you enjoy hearing their program on KAIM Radio. Write us today. The address is KAIM 3555 Harding Avenue, Honolulu, 96816, and ask for the KAIM program mailing list. That address again, KAIM 3555 Harding Avenue, Honolulu, 96816. Mahalo.
So, after all...
It's on our fellow man.
No one can ever change my mind.
Thank you,
Care product Bella B-E-L-L-A Kizio Karakinho Madeva Kujikara Kojima Dedes Do yo Yakama appointment Denwa 949-5425 Dozo
Minasan, CA Bus からのお知らせです CA Bus のスケジュールやその他バスについての詳しいことは電話531-1611 531-1611へご連絡ください。お問い合わせの時間は月曜から金曜まで午前7時半から午後4時の間にお願いいたします。なお、バスの中に
Jackets at 40% off and selected handbags, sandals, and ladies' clogs at 50% off. Plus, there's a drawing for two Fuji Dynamic bikes from the bike shop. Y'all come visit Brass Tag Leather in their showroom at Ward Warehouse now out of Pearl Ridge, won't you? They got the best selection of handcrafted leather goods in town, and that's a fact. Now at bargain prices to boot.
The Fly High Brothers are having an explosion of a sale with great bargains like these at the Ward Warehouse Store. Leather jackets, 40% off. Boys' jeans and sport shirts, up to 50% off. At both stores, men's shirts, up to 50% off. Levi's leisure suits, up to 60% off. And dynamite values on other clothing favorites. Plus, there's a drawing for two Fuji Dynamic bikes from the bike shop. Visit the Fly High Brothers in the Ward Warehouse or Kahala Mall soon. Their prices will blow you away.
the stand next to your fire.
It's a good idea to keep a multi-purpose fire extinguisher in your home, office, and car.
Oh, quick, Vebs, come fetch the fire extinguisher. The bungalow is aflame.
And remember, too, that most extinguishers require a pin to be pulled before they'll operate. And always aim the nozzle at the base of the flames. A reminder from the Underwriters Laboratories and 93Q.
The Tolman's carton of creamy, delicious coffee, Rich. Be with us again soon. And meanwhile, try Coffee Rich yourself and taste what the whole town is talking about.
Coffee Rich, two of the very best words for good taste in your grocer's frozen food case. Ah, a poem.
We are now about an hour older than we were when this program... A modest aspect of wisdom, and one is...
Good evening. The Cape Boy time is 2 minutes before 11. And here's a brief summary of the news. A spokesman for the State Police Union, Lee Sody, says that policemen are on their way back to work after union members voted tonight unanimously to end their sick-in that began this morning. Tonight, some 600 police officers met with Mayor Frank Fossey at the Blaisdell Center. The mayor appealing to the policemen to come back to work, and he repeated his belief that state law should be changed to allow the Honolulu police officers to earn more than the neighbor island policemen. Tonight's vote followed a day of police operations throughout the state with sharply reduced staffs as hundreds of officers called in sick. Well, a parking area at Kukui Plaza may not be turned over to the city due to slow sales of apartment units there. When all of the 900 apartment units were sold, but William Blackfield, head of the city's Department of Housing and Community Development, said it would cost the city $4 or $5 million to buy those parking stalls, and the city is not obligated to do that. Congress begins a 2-week vacation tomorrow to return to Capitol Hill on July 19th.
OP Brothers and Papalina Lahi Lahi. Before that, we had an instrumental done by Gilberto on his Spanish guitar, and that was Meditation. Baby Pacalana, a past Search for Songs contest winning. The composition was sung by Melvin Lead. And opening, we had the excitement of Ama Ama, done by Hawaii Calls.
Hawaiian Radio 1420, KCCN, Honolulu.
Aloha, Hawaii. 1420 News of the 50th state and the world.
Good evening, Hawaii. This is Mike Lindsay with 1420 News. Well, the important news for everyone is that police officers throughout the state suddenly recovered from their sick-in tonight and decided to return to work. Taking a look at sports, good news, Hawaii Islanders 7, Sacramento 3. And meanwhile, taking a look at baseball, Pat Dobson is halfway to his first 20-game season since 1971 when he hurled for the Baltimore Orioles. Now with the Cleveland Indians, the 34-year-old right-hander became the first 10-game winner in the American League by pitching the Tribe to a 3-2 victory over his former teammates, the New York Yankees. The win cut the Yanks' Eastern Division lead to 6 games over runner-up Cleveland. Elsewhere in the American League, Sal Bando homered twice to take over the American League lead in 4-baggers and power Oakland over Kansas City 5-2. Dave Roberts and Detroit blanked Baltimore and drove home the second. This has been 1420 News. Mike Lindsay reporting.
Aloha e Hawaii. Wanea ka hola ahiai. Holo umi tu mamatahi. 11 o'clock.
This land of aloha.
In Honolulu, Radio 1420 KCCF.
England passed a Tea Act in 72. The act was designed to save the British East India Company.
Boston was extensively damaged early this morning by an explosion. Several windows were blown out of the building. No injuries reported. A National Guard truck was destroyed and several other vehicles damaged this morning by a bomb placed in an armory in Boston. Another early morning explosion and fire.
The Indians edged the New York Yankees.
States, we are celebrating our 200th anniversary. I have some special announcements I want to make with reference to that. And the first announcement is this, especially to our people in the United States. 4th of July, which comes...
This is something...
She done me good.
At 11:06, this is Information Central News. Good evening to you. I'm Bill Sage. In the local headlines this hour, a spokesman for the State Police Union says policemen appear to be back to work.
Perfect for drives around the island. And what better way to start out that drive than breakfast at the Sizzler Family Steakhouse in Waikiki? As an afternoon break from surf and sun, Sizzler serves ice-cold lemonade or iced tea. And to finish the day off, enjoy dinner at a Sizzler. Sizzler Family Steakhouses. No matter where you are in Oahu, there's a Sizzler ready to serve you and your family.
Get up, get into a Sizzler. The change will do you good.
A spokesman for the State Police Union, Lee Sodi, says policemen are on their way back to work. In sports...
We're going to help you celebrate the 4th of July weekend with baseball. Next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, it'll be the San Francisco Giants and Atlanta. On Sunday morning, the 4th of July, at 11:25, Atlanta and San Francisco once again. And on Monday, the 5th of July, at 12 noon, San Francisco Giants and St. Louis. Brought to you in part by Gem Stores, Seiko Watches, King's Bakery, and Pioneer Federal Savings and Loan on KHVH Radio.
Honolulu, Pearl City, and Winter Oahu will be windy with scattered showers. Trade winds gusty 15 to 30 miles per hour. The overnight low near 70, high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Gale warnings are in effect for the Alanui-Haha Channel between Maui and the Big Island. Small craft advisors in effect for all other Hawaiian waters exposed to strong gusty trades. Top story in Hawaii at this hour, members of the Policemen's Union have decided to end their one-day sick-in and get back to work. More news of the 50th state at 11:30. For Information Central, this is Bill Sage.
What could unrelated items such as foods, drugs, house dust, pollen, and fabric fibers have in common? In certain people, some or all of these can cause allergic reactions. the list of things that can cause allergies continues to grow as new drugs, new processed foods, and new man-made fibers are developed.
Coming up, the guilty verdict by 10 jury members. But first, a look at the sports. The U.S. attorney in Chicago agrees with a new English rule that allows conviction on the agreement of 10 of the 12 jurors instead of the usual unanimous guilty verdict. Bill Cameron has details.
The idea that a jury must reach a unanimous guilty verdict before a defendant can be convicted in criminal proceedings has been with the United States since the start. In contemporary America, though, many experts are saying the criminal justice system simply does not work.
With Ronald Reagan, political correspondent Bill Lynch reports.
Connecticut's 35 convention delegates will be picked on July 16th and 17th. And President Ford's Northeast campaign coordinator, Rick Ahern, is confident that all 35 will wind up in the Ford column. He says if we get those 35, that's the end, meaning Ford will have won the 1,130 GOP delegates he needs for the nomination in Kansas City.
News and information station. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, Dr. Lee Salk on the male urge for creative fulfillment. Correspondent Alan Walden has a report from the U.S. carrier Forrestal on planning for the tall ships operation. Dave Buzik has details on the windup of the World Food Conference in Iowa. Peter Berry has a report on the ongoing Lebanese conflict. Jim Newman will have business news, and we will have the news in summary when we continue. This is Joanne Jackson with your News and Information Service. United Press International reports the House Ethics Committee has found Representative Robert Sykes of Florida guilty of charges that he used his office for personal gain. The committee said the charges brought by Common Cause, a citizens advocacy group, were true, but they only found Sykes guilty of misconduct. The panel studying the case recommended to the House that he be reprimanded. About 100 passengers released by hijackers in Uganda have arrived at Orly Airport in Paris. They had been held in Uganda since Sunday when their plane was commandeered over Greece. The mother and stepfather of author Eric Segal were among those arriving in Paris, and Segal says they were wisely whisked away.
Downstairs on the floor, there's such a big crowd, they deserve.
Still holding another 100 passengers and crew at Uganda's Entebbe Airport. The Angolan president is seriously considering commuting the death sentence of one American mercenary and the prison sentences of the two others. That word comes from Mark Moran, a foreign policy advisor to Senator John Tunney. Moran said he spoke by telephone to a deputy Angolan prime minister who told him about the president's intentions. Government-decreed tax and price increases set off a window-smashing demonstration in Lima, Peru. The military regime declared a nationwide state of emergency and imposed a curfew in the metropolitan area. But outside the city, the demonstrations were not so violent. Frank Benitez reports.
At Arequipa, noted for its Spanish colonial architecture, there were brief but nonviolent demonstrations. Striking workers from banks, the railroads, and the federal courts gathered to protest verbally the austere economic measures ordered by the military government. The workers' major complaint was against the limited increase in wages while prices soared on foodstuffs and public utilities. A banner carried by workers said, "The people to power, the boots back to the barracks." But the demonstration broke up when military authorities agreed to meet with labor leaders. Frank Menezes, Lima, Peru.
The city of Detroit is trying to cope with a bad case of blue flu. More than half the city's uniformed police officers called in sick on Thursday for the second day in a row. Police Chief Philip Tanian called the absences juvenile and told a news conference he considered the work slowdown an unlawful strike. Officials at New Orleans' largest hospital have canceled all elective surgery and are sharply restricting admissions. Now, this comes after most doctors at the city's charity hospital stopped work Thursday in a dispute over malpractice insurance rates. The Internal Revenue Service, Labor Secretary William Usher. Chile is trying to make some major changes in its economy. Jim Newman reports.
The Chilean government, in a move unprecedented in the past 50 years,
the children
need to talk.
No,
the socialist economic power.
They'll get by somehow.
The Canaan. I belong there. But now, what's that for us?
Enough for me.
Their stock liquidation sale is going on. Some merchandise is below wholesale just to tempt you to drive out to trade exchange. Sewing machines as low as $49. Huge selection, top name brands. Cabinets start at $39. Wigs and hair pieces, all styles, all colors. Human hair and synthetics. Here comes one of those super wholesale specials. Wiglets regularly $9.95, now just 99 cents. Portable full keyboard organs, 1 year warranty, $20. TVs with 2 year warranty, $99. Used stereos, speakers, amps, and turntables. Make them an offer. They'll probably take it. Brand new 8-track tape players, regularly $99.75. Listen now, just $34. While supply lasts. Call ahead and arrange credit. Special plan for all military. 76 cents lays anything away. Trade Exchange in Wahiawa. Open 9 till 9, 7 days a week. Trade Exchange in Wahiawa.
And how's this for a bonus? The first 50 people making any purchase over $100 gets to go to the Cecilio and Capono concert at Aloha Stadium Monday night featuring America and Flash Catalog.
KORL 65 and Stone Free will send you to Los Angeles to present your new clothing design to a major clothing manufacturer in person next month. That's right. Stone Free's latest hot flash for high nights is a round trip to Los Angeles, including two nights at the Sheraton West and the opportunity to present your clothing design to a major manufacturer. Anyone can enter. Just give us a drawing of your hot flash and enter as often as you like. Entrance will be judged on originality and versatility. Simply draw your clothing design on any paper. Include your name and address and phone number and bring it into Stone Free today. Neighbor Islands, mail your entry to Stone Free, 404 P.E. Coy, Honolulu, 96814. Your entry must be received by 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 20th. All entries become the property of Stone Free Incorporated and no purchase is necessary. This is just one part of Stone Free's 6th anniversary party. A party that's going to last the entire month of July. We'll have more prizes and the hottest sale prices on clothing and furniture that Hawaii has ever seen. Now, how's that for a hot flash? It's only from KORL 65 and Stone Free, of course. 404 P.E. Coy.
KORL 65.
Love and 22, forecasting partly cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow. High 85, Captain and Tennille.
Just because you become a young man.
It's 11:22 at KIKI. Here's Kiala.
Need a job? You'll find one by registering at the Hawaii State Employment Service. Let the capable job counselors match your capabilities with a given job. This is a free placement service.
Thank you, Kiala.
Back to the music. Captain and Tennille with Lonely Nights, or Angel Face at KIKI.
Fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Now he has a very...
For a woman who bears life, and a great reverence for the idea of motherhood. By the same token...
この岸壁で待っているわしの姿が見えんのか。港の名前は舞鶴なのに、なぜ飛んできてはくれんのじゃ。帰れないなら大きな。
I know one thing.
赤い灰池細かいから
said I've been swinging all
number expected at East Coast historic sites this summer. We will have more news coming up in just a moment.
Kay Medford talks about her position and her experience with cancer.
It's like a fork in the road. You have a tiger in back of you. You can't afford to wait. Whatever you do, do it right away. Well, I trusted this man so much, I took surgery, and I'm very, very lucky and very grateful. I always enjoyed life, the whole mystery of it, the whole nonsense of it. Look at this day, lilacs that came out overnight from the rain. It's incredible. And it just came back to me this weekend, how lucky, God, how lucky. I'd love if other people could be prevented from having it.
Today, thousands of people like Kay Medford have been saved from cancer through early detection and treatment. But we want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime. This is Jose Ferrer asking you to give generously to your American Cancer Society.
Coming up, the wind-up of the World Food Conference.
We were just listening to the mellow sounds of the Casimero brothers and Noke Aloha Ana Ole. Kuhio Bay was sung by Wainani Kanialii, and before that we had Iva Kinimaka and My Kind of Life. Don Baduria and his ukulele gave us Nakapueo, and popular island entertainers Teddy and Nancy Tanaka sang My Eyes Adored You. Starting it all off, Hawaii Calls with Beauty Hula. Everyone is curious about CB, but not everyone is willing to spend a lot of money to discover what CB is all about. Now, for just $19.95, your car's AM radio can be converted into a CB receiver in minutes with the Citizen Band Receiver 23. The unit operates with your existing auto antenna. It attaches under the dash with ease. No license is required. No special tools are needed. No holes have to be drilled. A special Velcro self-adhesive tape holds the unit solidly in place. For just $19.95, this crystal control CB converter places all CB23 channels at your disposal with a flick of a switch. Sold under 1-year warranty. Why wait to discover the fun of CB? For $19.95, you can get into CB now. Send $19.95, check or money order to KCCN today. Sorry, no CODs, offer limited, so act now. Send check or money order to CB23, KCCN Radio, 2270 Kalakaua Avenue, Suite 904, Honolulu 96815. Island weather is windy and partly cloudy with scattered showers, gusty trades about 15 to 30 miles per hour, and highs in the middle 80s and the low 70s.
Hapuloholo umi to Mama Tahi, 11:30 p.m.
The sound of Aloha in Honolulu, Radio 1420 KCCN.
Shh. They're talking about us again.